Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Yes, it's just on the Captain and Ticket 93.7 with Jay Butler, Jay Yant in the building, Nick's in the building, Rico's hanging out a little bit. I think even DP is still in the building. Shout out to Rebecca, shout out to Jeremy, Marco, everybody in the building, man. Strictly. Come on, man. It's a lot of us around here, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you doing football camps, man. You doing football camps. Tell us a little bit about the football camp you did and how did that go?
I did a football camp down in Omaha. You know, we was basically coaching. I was a coach and we was coaching from 12 to like, from ages 6 to like 12.
Okay. The Young Bucks.
Yeah, Young Bucks. And we were down there in Omaha. We actually got another one sometime next week. We don't know just yet. We're gonna figure that out. But, yeah, it was down in Omaha. It was 6 to 12 age group, and I ended up – well, at the end, they do something called favorite coach, and I ended up winning that. So, I mean, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Why do you think they picked you as a coach? The coach of the camp.
Because, I mean, I was connecting with every kid, making every kid laugh.
Oh, everything. You was connecting with all the kids, man. Yeah, high-fiving
man.
Them?
Yeah, man.
They wanted to be like you, man.
Nah,
let me ask you a question. Batman or Robin?
Batman.
Batman or Robin, Butler?
We Batman and Robin.
Who Batman, who Robin?
He Batman or Robin.
Give me some, man.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man. Hey, man, this dude right here.
I'm my boy for real.
Man, I know.
I keep him with me.
This dude for real? Okay, look. Here, Batman, Superman.
Superman.
I got to go with Superman.
Okay. So in that case, we got Batman and Superman. See, it's stepping game up a little bit.
Both.
Utility belt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Peanut butter or jelly? If you had to give up one, what would it be?
Peanut butter gone.
No, jelly gone.
I know, man. Jelly.
I can't sit down to eat
You getting
jelly.
Rid of the peanut butter?
Peanut butter, hell yeah. Oh, peanut butter tastes better than just
the jelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all got a point.
I'm just saying, man. Y'all know. Do y'all watch wrestling?
Nah, I used to.
Is that dead
I
now?
Used to.
What was y'all watching? ECW?
Nah, WCW?
WWE.
Monday Night.
Oh, Monday Night Raw.
Hey,
yeah.
I used to play the game. I ain't used to watch it for. I used to play the game.
Who's your character? I mean, who you like the
Kofi
best?
Kofi Kingston. Triple H.
Kofi Kingston. Okay. Triple H.
I used to like Kane and Undertaker.
Yeah, I used to like Kane, Undertaker, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio too.
Yeah, them were my fault. Yeah. I used to like Evan Bourne. He used to be flipping and all that. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What, goals. So, first game goals for you.
The snaps I get, I want to really make them, like, useful,
yeah.
You know. So I want to learn from experience because, obviously, I'm playing behind Caleb and Gary. You know, they experience. So when I get the snaps that I do get, it's to learn from them and try to capitalize when I'm in.
Sure. Dude, make a play when you are there.
Yeah, make a play when I am there.
Yeah.
When my number call.
What about you, Yank?
I definitely want to have a 100-yard rushing, for sure.
156 is the average.
Yeah, that's the average.
It ain't then you pop a couple 200-300
Possible.
We right at 2,000
Man, bro.
Come on, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm trying to make sure I make it happen this year. Yeah. I ain't gonna play around with nobody.
Yeah, well, I like it, man. As long as
I don't want to do too much talking either. You know what I'm saying? I just want to go out and work and, you know, change this whole thing around. Like I said,
Nick. Anything? He's just listening. Why? Why are you so quiet now? Bring a couple guys in, and all of a sudden, you know, you get into your own world. Are you practicing for the water cooler?
Don't be putting me under the bus. Okay, come on. I'm just learning, listening, gathering information.
Is that what that is?
That's what I do.
Oh,
okay. You over here doing all the talking.
I'm just asking questions.
You do all the talking.
I'm trying to figure out why you so quiet.
Because I'm just learning. I'm taking notes.
Usually, you know, you get to run in your mouth a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there's always time for that.
If I can only go to one game this season, what game do I go to?
Oklahoma. Don't miss it.
Really?
OU?
Don't miss it.
Over any conference games.
What do you guys know? Right. From you guys' perspective, why is OU? Why did you pick OU?
Because I remember last year pregame we almost got in a fight.
Oh
with them,
like, yeah, you yeah. did. I was there. I remember Ooh. That.
So after that, they talking crazy whole game.
Yeah,
and I ain't played. So knowing I'm gonna be able to affect that this year. Oh yeah, I need that one. Yeah. That's one I'm.
What about special teams for you?
Special teams. I mean. I ain't never really did it, but I was on punt in spring, and yeah. I actually like that. I ain't gonna lie, I like that.
Yeah,
wow. Running down, you know, cause if he catch it,
popping some dudes.
RIP,
right, man. Yeah. You gotta get with coach. You gotta get with coach and tell him you want to be on those special teams. Cause in the event that you make it to the NFL, most of the times you're gonna start
special teams.
Yeah, you got to. What did I ask that question? Let's see.
Yeah. Okay. Pat. So yeah. What game?
What game?
Can't say Oklahoma.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I feel like Oklahoma's the number one.
Well, no, because I'm going somewhere with this whole, like, I'll tell you a little bit why it's a rivalry for me and why it's still rivalry.
And I understand that. Come out, running back coach, right before the Oklahoma game, he was showing us, like, this used to be, like, a big, big rivalry against Nebraska versus Oklahoma. Like, this used to be a thing yearly, like, that everybody looked forward to. So, he built up a suspense of, like, you know, that whole thing. But definitely, I'd say a game that you wouldn't want to miss. I got to go to Oklahoma. It's right in our stadium. Last year, you know, we went to their stadium. And, like, that game right there could change everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be electrifying.
Yeah, that's the momentum booster right
there. Definitely.
Yeah, well, get over that game undefeated, boy. Look out. Look out. The sky's the limit. You know what I'm saying?
But now the away game, I say Michigan.
Michigan. In the big house.
In the big house.
Yeah, 100,000 screaming, blue, crazy people.
It's gonna be there.
That is going to be pretty good, Michigan in the big house. What week is that, 7?
I don't know.
Week 6
that
or 7?
That was the one that
six
I circled.
6 or 7, it was one of them.
I think it's 6 or 7, somewhere around in there. But last year it was week, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 6 or 7. But Oklahoma rivalry, aside from the fact that in the 70s, and in the 80s, most of the times Nebraska and Oklahoma was 1-2. When they met, they was 1-2. And whoever won that game for the most part went on to go to the national championship game. Because that was before they went to the whole having the four teams or how many ever teams in that last, what do they call that, championship?
Playoffs.
The playoff series. We ain't had a playoffs. It was where you was ranked. And most of the times, Nebraska OU was either 1 or 2, one way or the other. Then the last game, Thanksgiving Day or that Black Friday, we would play. And what I remember is looking at Oklahoma's players like, look at these big jokers here. They are huge. And they were popping off. And then you guys know Mickey Joseph, right? Coach Joseph, right? In the game in 1991 or 2, I don't know what year it was, but they cheap shotted him. We was beating them. They cheap shotted him 5 yards on the sideline, and he got one of the most gruesome injuries. You guys got to ask him about that, man. Destroyed his knee and about destroyed his whole career. Yeah, I asked him about it. And so, you know, when you see little cheap stuff like that, when I turn on the game and I see one of our guys running to the sideline and one of their guys hit him with a shot, it's just, you know, we don't deal with them. You know what I'm saying?
it's time to hit them in the mouth. So I'm excited that y'all feel like that Oklahoma game is the realest game coming up, because it is. Every game is real.
Every game is real.
No
game for granted.
How you guys ever been overseas?
No.
Y'all looking forward to going to Dublin?
Of course. I'm ready to go across that pond.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm ready.
You do any investigation to Dublin? Like,
Named Nick who from Dublin. I be texting him just asking
really?
About the weather.
How is it? What did he say?
Said it ain't going to be, like, cold, but it ain't going to be hot either. Said it's going to be, like,
50s,
60s.
Yeah, y'all ready for that?
That's cold.
What is that, 12 hours over the water?
Yeah.
I did that trip, man.
You did?
Yeah, believe me, I tried to sleep the whole time because it was nerve-wracking for me. I'm not a plane guy.
First time on a plane, I came here, actually. That was my first
time. That was first time?
Very first time by myself. I didn't know what to think.
What?
Yeah, I was just like, man.
Was you scared?
I ain't going to say scared. I was a little nervous, yeah. But like, I was like.
What part of the plane ride was you nervous on?
I wasn't even a takeoff. We took off, and we probably like 45 minutes into the flight. And then, you know, the plane started shaking. So I wake up and I'm looking around like this. Everybody just remain calm. Like, is this normal? Like, because the plane are literally shaking. I'm like, man, we finna go down. Yeah. I started praying like, man, gotta get me off this plane.
What about you? But what's your first plane ride?
My first plane ride was probably senior year. I went to Tennessee.
Yeah, you good with planes?
Yeah,
I'm straight.
Y'all straight with them now?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm good.
Yeah, I ain't a plane guy.
Yeah, I be trying. I'm good with them, but I don't like to be awake. I like to sleep.
You like to sleep through it?
Yeah.
Well, so when I first went on my Oklahoma State was my first away game, and everybody knew I hated to fly. I ain't with no parts of it. So they would purposely wake me up. Keep me up, laugh, VJ, ha, ha, ha. Maybe the turbulence hit, ha, ha, ha. So when I became a senior, didn't nobody get no sleep. I was a captain, too. You weren't going to sleep on the plane, bro. You was going to have stuff in your nose. Nobody got no rest around me on the planes no more. So I don't got to do that no more, though. So I'm a driver. I'm a California, Florida. You know about that trip. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. I ain't taking that one.
Oh, you ain't a car guy?
Flying or driving?
I can't do it. That's too long.
Yeah, flying or driving. You asking me?
Yeah.
Driving.
Come on,
I don't
bro.
Care where I'm going. Driving.
Bro.
New York, driving. Bro. Nick, flying or driving?
You're out of control. Flying every day.
Flying for sure.
Man, am I the only driver? Rico, flying or driving?
I'm in the middle.
Rico, flying or driving?
He's driving.
Rico's driving with me.
I'm in the middle.
Like
I don't have no problem. I don't have no problem either way.
Okay, so. You know, you're flexible.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What? When the next time we gonna run the steps, man? I said we. I meant y'all.
No, we.
I'm gonna walk them. Y'all run them.
Let's do a pod. Let's put you on a podcast and you run them.
As long as y'all gonna run it, if for every one I do, y'all do two. All
right.
That's light. We'll do that.
You said that's light.
That's light.
For every one I do, you do three.
But what you going? How
we,
you going?
We didn't been
wait,
through
but listen. But listen though, you gotta do every step. We're not doing.
Yeah, no, we're not skipping steps.
What? Look crazy.
Every step. What is you talking
crazy.
About?
Look crazy.
Every step.
Every step. You got to chop
so pat, 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 pat.
Yeah, it ain't no pat, pat, pat. No, it's
pat, 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 pat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You going to burn out. Hey, DJ, we'll get to the top of 17. Woo! Then we're going to have to do two of them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come help me get down. Talking about, man. I ain't did them steps. I don't even know if I can make them steps now.
But see, when you do it one by one, that's when you feel the burn.
Feel that burn. That's what we did. That's how we did it.
Yeah, one step at a time.
Yeah, man. We're patting, man. It's crazy.
But y'all went up the short part, though. Y'all went up two.
No, we didn't.
But nah, you go
y'all
all
didn't go,
the way up.
Y'all didn't go up the long ones. Y'all went up like two. That's only one flight. The 17 and 33 is three different flights.
Bro,
it is.
We went up the stairs, bro.
When we doing it?
Are you ready?
well.
Give you some time to get in.
You give me some time to get in shape.
Get in shape. You get your mind right. I don't need you coming out there.
Pass it out.
Yeah, pass it out. We have to get you a, we have to get you a contract, hey, making sure we're not responsible for anything.
You could just, you could just call Doc Albers early and yeah, just tell Doc to be out there.
Go for the ambulance.
Resuscitation time.
Going back to ambulance.
VJ's back and then locked up on him at the top at the top of Memorial Stadium.
Need help getting down.
We gotta go get a sled and pull him down the steps. Yeah, you're talking about. So for every one I do, you got two. All
right,
that's a deal.
That's a deal.
Every one, you in on that, Nate?
Why not,
Rico? For every one stadium step, you got two. Rico's the only smart one in the building. Nah, heck no, VJ. Yeah.
Oh, hold on, I got Charles' mic. There you
I'll
go.
I'll do one with you.
No, don't count like that.
I'm not going to double it up.
You're younger. You're 28.
I am
I
not
got
in
you
shape,
by 20
sir.
Years, sir. So we already doubled up here. Nick, Butler, Yant.
Nick agreed?
Nick agreed.
I'll do it.
Yeah, Nick did it, so you got to do it.
Nick, you got to come out there with us, though.
That's what I'm saying.
You're like 40, man. You're 28.
Good laugh? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I ran enough stairs in my day.
Come on now.
That'd be a good laugh, boy. I'm only
I just
got
to stretch the back out.
You got two. Remember that. So for every one, so if I get five, y'all got 10.
I don't think Nick is I don't think Nick is thinking this through. Like that's one. You said 117.
17.
It's not 117.
It's not 117. It's 17.
Nick, they counting you out, Nick.
It's 17.
Nick, I don't think you're thinking this through.
You gotta prove him wrong.
You see how far that is?
And he's proving me wrong already. I mean,
how many
when I first started
you
the show,
do it with it.
He was a little chunky checker. Now, man,
dang.
Now,
March 30th, when now, I started it.
He started working out. I'm not joking. He started working out. I'm like, Nick, I can see it now. You actually got some muscles.
I do.
You actually almost looked the part.
Dude, that dorm food my freshman year got to me. I was looking back at some pictures from my senior year.
Same way.
Bro. Yeah. Senior year of high school, I was like, man, I didn't have a double chin. I was in shape. I didn't have a stomach. Then
that
after
freshman
year,
is real.
It was more than 15.
I was just saying,
damn.
I feel better.
I feel better.
When you work out, you feel better. You look better. You know, when you look better, guess what?
Confidence.
Your confidence built, and before you know it, whoever this mystery girl is,
here it is.
It's on and popping.
Yep.
You know what's her name?
I don't know. Nice try, bro. Nice try.
What is her name?
I don't know.
Is it just one person?
We already established this, yes.
What's her name?
I don't know, man. We got to get to break.
She's an athlete?
Shoot, we got to get to break.
Does she go to the university?
Nah.
You don't want to tell, do you?
Nah, she
anybody,
is not.
If anybody knows, look, Nolan.
Nolan, you're wrong. We already established that because VJ just blurted that name out on the air. Yeah, dude, no. I was like, this is why, because they're trying to guess who it is, and there's this one person that everybody guesses that it is, and it's not her, guys.
Right? I hate to say
VJ
this.
VJ just straight up is like, oh, is it this guy? His name said the name.
Hey, Bryce. Man. I didn't say this, Bryce, but I'm going to say it because of Mississippi.
We're going to cut your mic, VJ. VJ, don't make me do it.
Wait, just wait a minute.
Don't make me do it. I see the text.
Is her name Bryce?
Definitely not. Let me make it very clear.
Woo! Bryce came right back at you, though.
It's not. No. No, it's not.
Bryce, is that who it is?
It is not.
Is it?
Oh, Gabe has a hell of a take. Nick won't tell us because she's married.
What? Oh. What?
That ain't right, Nick.
That's a take.
Come on, Gabe.
That's a hot take by Gabe. An incorrect take, but it's a hot one.
Come on, Gabe.
All right.
Nick would be so lucky. I just always be, so wait, I got to read this one. I just always been a fat kid with game, the chunky Captain Steve-O. Is that the chunky Captain Save Us? No, my bad. It's the Captain, the Ticket, 93.7. Holla at your boy, dog. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.